This is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treeblosser.
Welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People applying Rotary's motto of service above self.
And Jonah, today our guests are John Harper and fellow Rotarian Nick Constantino discussing emergency housing.
And let's say a very big hello to Nick Constantino, who is not only a fellow Rotarian, but district secretary. All bow to the district secretary.
Yeah, because that is, boy, is that a big job.
He is the big
cheese.
And
how many years just, first of all, welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
How many years just, Nick, have you done that job?
This is actually my second year, and I've already been lassoed into next year, too, so it'll be a three-year
term.
We're
in good hands, then.
Yeah, we are. You are a great communicator,
and
I
Nick,
have to tell you.
Nick,
and by the way, Nick, thank you for my happy birthday greeting on Facebook.
You're very welcome.
Is that right? Yeah,
yes.
We'll all sing happy birthday later. Nick, what club do you belong to?
Walk Hill East.
And how long have you been a Rotarian?
This is my eighth year.
And
where and when does
your club meet?
We meet Tuesday mornings at 7:30 at Perkins in Middletown.
Mm, and, of course, Sarah wants to know.
Is the food good?
The food is very good.
Okay.
That's very important to me. Food
the fellowship is better, but the food is very good.
There you go. That's really the right answer.
And let's say hello to
John
Harper. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Welcome to Radio Rotary, John.
Okay, so we're going to be talking today about emergency housing. How did you get interested in the subject, John?
Well, I've been with the agency for 24 years.
Which agency would that be?
Honor, Helping Others Needing Our Resources, EHG, formerly Emergency Housing Group.
Oh, no, that's very clever. Honor, H-O-N-O-R, Helping Others. What was it, the rest of it?
Needing Our Resources.
And the E part is what?
Emergency Housing Group. That was the original group.
Right.
And so how long have you been in existence?
40 years.
40
wow.
years. And you've been with them again how long?
This is my 24th year.
My goodness.
Okay.
So it's not just a profession, it's a calling then.
Well, it's exciting, I can say that much. But it's wonderful experience.
And the fact that it's been around 40 years means it's not just something that's arisen from the recent economic doldrums. This has been around
or
quite a bit.
Or weather problems.
Oh, yeah. Well,
or
no.
Any type of community need.
Hurricanes, earthquakes, other fun
it's
stuff
a stable
here.
Stable in the
New
community.
To the Hudson Valley. Chase laughing, our engineer.
So, I don't mean it to be funny.
Yeah, because Jay survived the earthquake here in the studio.
Yes, he did. They're always on the air here.
He thought it was
no
the FM side of Paramount Broadcasting piping up the rock and roll. But John Harper, tell us about Honor and the Emergency Housing Unit. How did it get started? Why? And what do you do?
Well, the foundation comes out of Middletown, although we serve the Mid-Hudson region. And going back 40 years ago, there were people in the community who were impressed by the number of homeless people in the community and the face of homelessness changing in that there were a number of mothers and children. And actually, the median age of homeless people in this country today is 5 years old. Which,
oh, my God, you're kidding.
That's a
stunning statistic.
That's a frightening statistic.
So the face of homelessness has changed radically. This group of people called themselves the Emergency Housing Group, and they began to speak with the people in the streets, and pretty soon they had people in a house that they rented. And as the years unfolded, we grew, and we now have 11 distinct programs which respond to a variety of human need.
You know, John Harper, before we go on, we do want to hear about each of those 11 programs. I think the point should be made that, you know, a lot of people say, well, people are homeless because they're drinkers or they're druggies or they're too lazy to work. There are a lot of middle-class people and low-middle-class people out there who lose their jobs and a
and
lot
their
of people
homes.
Well, a lot of people will say, you know, I'm one or two paychecks away from homelessness myself. These are very tough times. So I think that and I know our listeners share this with me, that we ought to have a lot of compassion for people, because very often people find themselves on the street through absolutely no fault of their own. Before we get into the 11 programs you're talking about, John, let's find out from Nick Constantino, outstanding Rotarian and our district secretary, what's Rotary's involvement with this, Nick?
Well, Rotary's involvement is really peripheral. I'm not on the board as a Rotarian. I'm on the board as a community member, and I've been there for about a year. We did take this to Rotary because Rotarians care, and we did a what we call a Rotarian roadshow. We went around to all the clubs in Orange County and talked to the different clubs and got quite a level of commitment from all of them.
That's terrific.
And it was quite a surprise. We went to some clubs that in areas that are considered richer and
more affluent,
theoretically more affluent,
like where Sarah lives.
Exactly. and we had stories of homelessness within those communities. So it's not just in the inner cities; it's in the counties as a whole.
And of course, Rotarians always care, and Nick Constantino is one of the great examples of that. But getting back to John Harper for a second, you were talking about 11 programs that your group starts out with. What's number one?
Well, we have an adult shelter for single men, an adult shelter for single women. We have a shelter for families. We have an addictions crisis center for men and women who are suffering from substance abuse. We have a runaway and homeless youth shelter for the area youth who run from their homes, who are 17 years and younger. We have a welfare-to-work program. We also have permanent housing for people living with formerly homeless people living with disabilities. We have a case management center, and we work to develop independent living plans. And we also, 24 hours a day, we are responders to emergencies within the communities. The 211.
What type of emergencies?
Well, it could be any kind of emergency. We have a live staff member on the phone. If you run out of fuel oil, we can arrange to get a temporary fix for that. If you have a housing need, a food need, if you have a transportation need. And actually, Jonah brought up a very good point. In the last 2 years, probably 40% of the people who access our services have never had to access services before. So it's a different environment today.
Well, you know, John, that's a tremendous range of services. And how many people do you have on staff at Honor EHG?
There's 115 full-time staff. We also have a 18-member board of directors, which Nick is part of.
Well, that's tremendous. That's a tremendous organization. You're the executive director.
Yes.
You're the big boss.
I make payroll.
That's great. Now, you've got something called a friend's house. What is that? Fill us in on that.
A friend's house is the only runaway and homeless youth shelter certainly in Orange County, but we also serve the Mid-Hudson area. It's for youth 17 years and younger who run from home or are thrown out of their homes, and it's a facility where they are safe and stable, and we work to reunite the youth with their families or whatever stable unit they come from.
And you've got something also called Honor Industries, and fill us in on that.
Well, the way out of homelessness certainly is a job, and in this market it's very, very difficult to, as we can all appreciate, to find gainful employment. Several years ago, the board directed me to begin to think creatively about establishing an employment preparation program to work on people's soft skills, to make them marketable. And so we began Honor Industries. We produce community setting furniture, beds, dressers, tables, and the ones who actually produce the product are our homeless men and women.
Well, John Harper, before we go to our commercial break, let's give the contact information. If there are people out there who perhaps want to give you a helping hand or who might need your services, how do people get in touch with Honor EHG?
Well, the telephone number is area code 845-343-7115. Also, at any time during the day or night, if you call 211 and you have a critical need, you will be patched to our facility.
And that's 211, not 911. Let's make that very clear.
Correct.
All right. And what happens then?
And we will... we've been authorized by the Department of Social Services to respond to human needs.
Well, that's terrific. And folks at home, get a pencil and paper. We will repeat that information after the break. But first, let me remind our listeners that they're in tune with Radio Rotary on Hudson Valley Talk Radio and around the world by podcast on iTunes and at www.radiorotary.org. My name is Jonah Treboas, and my co-host is the lovely Sarah O'Connell and our very special guests, Nick Constantino and John Harper. We're talking about helping the homeless. And Sarah, who helps us bring Radio Rotary out every week?
Well, Jonah, Radio Rotary is brought to us by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Poughkeepsie, Arlington, Brewster, Cairo, Congress Valley Cottage, Fishkill, Goshen, Highland Hyde Park, Kingston, and Kingston Sunrise.
And we'll be back with more Radio Rotary after these important messages.
Could you dedicate yourself to a worthy cause? Could you go the distance to keep a child healthy? Could you travel the world to help eliminate polio? Could you? A Rotary member could. Rotary continues its efforts to end this crippling disease worldwide, providing children with needed vaccinations. All it takes is one person to make a difference. Will you help change the world? For more information, go to Rotary.org. Rotary. Humanity in motion.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org.
Jettelson Giordano & Siegel, CPA PC, is a full-service accounting, tax, and business consulting firm.
JGS specializes in business succession planning, including ownership transition, management transition, as well as family and non-family transitions.
The JGS staff works alongside you to solve the problems of your specific business or personal situation.
JGS is conveniently located on Route 211 in Middletown, New York. To learn more, please contact JGS at 845-692-9500 or visit them on the web at www.jgspc.com.
Jettelson, Giordano, and Siegel, your essential partner in business.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
Welcome back to this edition of Radio Rotary. I am Sarah O'Connell, and I'm joined by my co-host, the ever witty Jonah Treboaser. And today, even at this hour of the morning, today, Jonah and I are talking to our guest, John Harper, who is the Executive Director of Honor, and fellow Rotarian Nick Constantino. And we're talking about emergency housing here in the Hudson Valley. Now, John, you're the Executive Director of Honor, and remind us again what Honor stands for, its acronym.
It stands for Helping Others Needing Our Resources. Very simple. But it's also the people we serve. We have to remember that we must honor all of them. And quite honestly, it's an honor to serve people.
And you've been serving them for how many years?
I've been the executive director for 24 years.
So. Right.
And the organization's 40 years old.
The organization's 40 years old. And now, we had in the last segment given out some contact information. Could
sure.
we do that again?
Absolutely. For the Runaway and Homeless Youth Shelter, which a friend's house, the direct contact telephone number is 343-0968. The general number for homeless families, homeless singles, or those in crisis due to substance abuse is 343-7115.
And that's all 845 area code?
Correct.
All right, give us those numbers again, and folks, write them down.
Area code 845 for the youth shelter, 343-0968. And for the general shelters, 343-7115.
Now, John, if someone were to call these numbers, walk us through how you patch them through and what the process is.
Well, each of the programs is unique in terms of the process. But generally speaking, if there's a homeless man or a homeless woman or family out there, if they were to call these number, they would be referred to the Department of Social Services if it's during the daytime hours, and they would go through an assessment, a quick assessment, and then they would be referred to
the appropriate agency or wing of your agency,
correct, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
If it's a runaway youth, they can just call the number, and we will work to transport them there.
Now, where do you get your funding from?
The funding...
Is this a nonprofit organization based?
Yes.
Okay, assumably. So you're nonprofit, but you must have additional funding.
Well, the total operation is $4.5 million a year. We are significantly funded through federal... Also state, local government. We're a United Way agency. We're funded in that way. And
donations, assumably, from the private sector?
Correct.
Private and public sector. And Nick is a board member of yours. Is
correct.
That correct?
That's
correct.
Nick Constantino, our district secretary
and
outstanding
fellow
Rotarian.
And Nick, I want to thank you again for my happy birthday wishes. I don't mean to make light of a very serious topic.
Those who would like to send birthday cards, it's Pall Mall Broadcasting, WBNR, Beacon, New York.
Or you can go online if you're interested in meeting other Rotarians who all have birthdays.
That's
Where
right.
would you go?
You would go to Rotary.org, Rotary.org. Click on the club locator button. Type in your hometown. Join us for the fun, the fellowship, and the service like Nick Constantino has.
And his Rotary Club meets in the morning.
That's correct. We meet Tuesday morning.
Breakfast club. I have a lunch club. You're a breakfast club, too.
That's right.
Johnny, you're
7:30 in the morning at Red Hook, Apple a Day Diner, Route 9. And
they have very good food there.
Thank you. And Nick, again?
We meet at Perkins at 7:30 on Tuesday mornings on Route 211 in Middletown.
Right.
And we meet at Copperfields in Millbrook, New York, right off of the Taconic State Parkway.
And each of these restaurants will be getting a bill from Don Verity for the plugs. But let's go back for a second to John Harper and the Honor Group.
Very important information that we're facilitating right now for people in need. Honor the organization serving the Hudson Valley.
And my question for John is, since the economy has sort of slipped down in the recent past, have you had a greater need for your services, greater demand on your services?
Yes, there's been a significant increase in the number of people seeking services. And as I said, in the last couple of years, a good number of those folks are seeking services for the first time.
So can you have any statistics from 2010, for example, or the first half of this year? Let's do 2011, the first half of this year. How many people have you served?
Well, if I just could step back to 2010,
sure.
We served approximately 10,000 people, 5,000 residentially, and another 5 non-residentially. And that by that I mean people calling in who need transportation or fuel oil. Or
not
food.
Housing.
Correct.
Not housing, you
correct.
Mean. Okay.
Correct.
And how many calls like in a week would you receive, out of curiosity?
Well, we would probably receive, depending on the season, but there could be anywhere from 15 to 30 calls a day. And when I say a day, those would be the off hours, when everything else is closed.
When everything else is closed.
Correct.
Oh, my.
Now, John Harper, you said that you have a very large staff in the Honor Group, but do you also have volunteer opportunities?
Well, we have a number of volunteer opportunities, generally coordinated through United Way. Also, just to point out, our board of directors are all volunteers, all 18 of them.
Like Nick Constantino, our Rotarian friend here.
And it's an exceptional board. They're very hands-on.
So it's not just fiduciary.
No.
They actually get down in the trenches?
Absolutely. It has a tradition of being a hands-on, no-nonsense board. No frills. But they're all volunteers, and they bring their experience. And I will say this, even prior to Nick's coming, which has been a tremendous contribution since Nick came, because he's networked us into the community much, much more, Rotary has been extremely faithful to our agency. As a matter of fact, this radio station 2 years ago gave us $500 for our youth shelter. The day before Christmas, they called, and
that's great.
But Rotary annually has supported
Honor.
Yes.
And, of course, we should plug our chief executive officer, Don Verity, who's also a Rotarian, a member of the Highland Club, and a frequent guest on Radio Rotary.
Well, he's the GM of the station, you mean.
Right, yes.
I just want to clarify that, because our chief executive officer is Betty Renner.
All hail the producer.
That's it, the producer extraordinaire.
She's giving you such a dirty look.
Don wants her to come here and work for him here at Pall Mall.
She's giving you such a dirty look. Good thing it's not television.
She's so talented at what she does.
You know, if I could just add, the instructions that we got to come here were really not thorough enough. I just want you to know that.
Oh, really?
Betty leaves breadcrumbs for our guests to make sure they know how to get to the studio.
She does not want any reason for people not to show up for a live broadcast.
Go back to Nick Constantino, our good friend and fellow Rotarian, District 7210 Secretary. So, Nick, how'd you get started in Rotary?
Well, it's...
It's never an easy answer, is it?
For 20 years prior, starting at the age of 18, I was a Kiwanian. And by the way, Kiwanis is
not a dirty word. We love Kiwanis.
Kiwanis is an old Indian word. Do you know what Kiwanis means?
No.
Wants to be a Rotarian.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Nick Constantino. Send your letters to him.
That's right.
We do have members of Kiwanis who listen to this show, you know.
Make sure that disclaimer is repeated, Jonah.
At the ripe old age of 37, I got married for the first time, became a husband and father of three overnight, and going from being a 37-year-old bachelor to a husband and father of three overnight. And
brave man.
But it must be good because you're still smiling.
Yes, of course it is. And today's a good day because she went back to work. She's a high school teacher. But anyway, I ended up having to step down from Kiwanis because I became one of those members I didn't really care for, just paid dues, didn't do anything because
you had your priorities shifted.
Absolutely. And as I was leaving, one of the members of my club, his wife was a member of my club, and she said, if you ever want to do this again, come see me because Rotary's better. And 2 years later, I called her up, and here I am.
And here you are.
Well, we're delighted to have you, and you are
and
one of the really...
You are an exemplary Rotarian.
And one of the mainstays.
Serve and you are hands-on and you are very active. So,
well, thank you.
So, in the minute we have left, John Harper and Nick Constantino, let people again know about the contact information for the Honor Group. And John, do you ever have people who need help but are too proud to ask? Let them know why it's important that they ask for a helping hand.
Actually, I'm not sure of the question again.
All right. Do you have people who are reluctant to seek help because they're too proud?
Oh, absolutely. Especially the kids and the runaway youth. And the community has to be the eyes and ears, and because youth are reluctant to seek services or they don't even know where services are.
They're unaware.
Right.
Oftentimes.
So if you see kids in trouble, you let us know at 343-7115.
And you'll do outreach?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I want to thank both Nick Constantino and John Harper for joining us on Radio Rotary. It's been a delightful half hour, and best of luck in your future work.
My pleasure. I'm very happy to be here. By the way, if anybody does want a tour, they're welcome to call 343-7115, and we'll set up a tour for you.
Absolutely.
That's great. And, Sarah, who do we have to thank for bringing us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Jonah, Radio Rotary is brought to us by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Millbrook, Newburgh, New Paltz, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Port Jervis, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, and Southern Ulster.
For Sarah O'Connell, this is Jonah Treboise. So thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next Friday morning at 9 for another edition of Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio. Back by popular demand, it's Rotary's annual New Year's Eve Millbrook.
a free family event for all ages.
Join us for a fabulous evening on New Year's Eve, Millbrook, December 31st from 4 to 8 p.m. in the heart of Millbrook, New York.
Enjoy professional entertainment, music for every taste, magic shows, a circus, fun for everyone.
Refreshments available, parking is free. For more information about this free family event, contact info at millbrookrotary.org. That's New Year's Eve, Millbrook. Be there.